Crass, brother and sister. 1901, circa. My dear brother and sister, Crass, I have written very hastily and feared I could not get this to go in this mail, for I only heard the mail was going this noon a very short time ago. Now, I wish you to believe we have full faith in you as persons working in the Lord's service, and He will be with you. But the time is short, and will soon be cut short in a speedy work. Men will be called from the plow and the service in agricultural lines. The truth they will hear, and they will receive. I am impressed deeply we have no time to lose. Work, work, work must be done in every city that has not heard the truth. God saith, I will turn and overturn. Several times are the words repeated to John, Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And, Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 7, 12-14, 16-17. The gospel of Christ must be a worldwide message. Stay it not. Let the Bible truth reach everywhere. The Word of God is not to be proscribed. We must make every effort in our schools to have the truth, as it is in the Word, sent to all parts of the world. Open the way, and let the health reform principles be circulated in all parts of our world. It must be that men and women are not to attach their names to anything that shall hold them, so that they will not, if they have opportunity to enlighten others, go forth. And if they will work humbly, Christ will be their power. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. This message in no case is to be bound about, but to go wherever the Lord shall open the way, and unbelievers will take the truth. Wealthy men will take hold of the truth, and will help the work in advancing the truth. But in no case limit the advantages to be gained in cities by our sanitariums, for we are to heed every opening. If sanitariums do not prosper in some places, it is no reason that they will not, if properly conducted, be prospered in other localities. God bless you and keep you and strengthen you. I have some things written for you and others, but cannot get them copied.